Village around Lake, April 6, 2015, regular board meeting.
I'm just protesting my...
8 o'clock, we're all posting up.
Welcome once again. I would like to call to order the Village of Round Lake, our regular agenda meeting for April 6, 2015 at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trelli.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Don, would you lead us the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting?
2.1?
No,
3.1. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the computer.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1 approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 16, 2015?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment this evening? Thank you, everyone, for being here. May I get a motion for our consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.7 as follows. Approve accounts payable in the amount of $226,897.91. Approve payroll for the period ending March 22, 2015 in the amount of $125,062.50. 5.3, adopt a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for police records management systems and services. Item 5.4, accept September's treasurer's report as presented. 5.5, accept October's treasurer's report as presented. 5.6, accept November's treasurer's report as presented. And item 5.7, accept December's treasurer's report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I think the our website only has up to 5.4, so we should just update it.
Is it?
Yep. That's downloaded. 5.4, so I have another come up with 5.4, so get it changed.
We'll take a look at it.
All right.
5.7. You got it.
You got it.
They're on the website. It's up.
Maybe already be updated then.
Okay.
Any other comment? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Going to item 12.1, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages at 210 C. Washington Street. Is that Suite C?
Yeah,
210 C West Washington Street, Round Lake, Illinois.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. On item 14.1, proclamation for 24 years of American Disabilities Act and the Lake County Center for Independent Living. We have a proclamation here I would like to read that states as follows. Proclamation 15-P-01, first one of the year. Center for Independent Living, whereas the United States Congress passed the American with Disabilities Act of 1990, otherwise known as the ADA, including changes made by the ADA Amendments Act of 2008, Public Law 110-325, which became effective on January 1, 2009, and whereas President George H.W. Bush, when he signed the Americans with Disabilities Act into law on July 26, 1990, and was counseled by numerous community leaders, such as the devoted and dedicated advocates of the Lake County Center for Independent Living, LCCIL, and whereas the calendar year 2015 marks the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the Village of Round Lake Board recognized that this monumental act is the key to the principles of freedom and access throughout our country. And whereas the LCCIL is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that has served people with all disabilities in Lake County 25 years and more recently adding its center serving McHenry County. And whereas the LCCIL assists youths and adults and disabilities to live independent, active, and fulfilling lives with providing access to educational programs, living skills training, employment readiness, assisted technology training, support groups, peer monitoring, and more. And whereas the LCCIL is governed and staffed by a majority of people with disabilities who have firsthand understanding of the disability experience, which enables the organization to best serve its patrons. And whereas each year the center serves without charge an average of 2,000 individuals, many of whom live at or below the federal poverty level. And whereas over the years, the Village of Round Lake Board and the LCCIL staff have worked together in projects of mutual benefit. And whereas the Village of Round Lake Board is proud of its partnership with the LCCIL. Now therefore be it proclaimed by the Mayor and the Board of Trustees of the Village of Round Lake that the Lake County Center for Independent Living is hereby officially commended for the excellent service it has provided to Lake and McHenry County residents and the residents of Round Lake for 25 years. Be it further proclaimed that the Village of Round Lake Board urges the business community, civic leaders, elected officials, and the general public to generously support the LCCIL and 2015 Silver Anniversary Gala Benefit on April 25, 2015, held at the Doubletree Hotel in Mundelein, Illinois. Approved on this sixth day of April 2015 by the Village President, Daniel A. McGillis, and attested by Patty C. Boggle, Madam Clerk. Congratulations. Pictures and a little article to the newspapers. Item 14.2, under Mayor's comments, is the appointment of Adam Weedoff to the position of the Director of Public Works. Mr. Weedoff, I know that you were busy getting up to speed today. Lenny, thank you for all of the work that you've done. Thank you for the transition. I can tell you that I'm genuinely excited about what's happening right now with the Village of Round Lake, not only in public works, but what we've done at the police department last year, what we've done here at Village Hall with administration, and now finally up to speed with public works. It's very, very exciting. May I get a motion for item 14.2 for the appointment of Adam Weedoff to the position of Public Works Director? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? I don't need a roll call on this, correct?
No.
The salary?
Yeah.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippon?
Aye.
Trustee Rosinski?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simon Crowley?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 14.3, adopt a resolution appointing representatives from the Village of Round Lake to the Northwest Lake County Technical and Advisory Committees.
Because we just appointed Adam Weedoff to the public structure, we have to do an ordinance for the Northwest Lake County Technical and Advisory Committees, and that is what you have in front of you. Same with the next one for John.
Is that, that doesn't mean I'm...
Yes.
The resolution. Want to vote on both?
Can we on the
vote then? On the omnibus items 14.3, adopt a resolution appointing the representatives of the Village of Round Lake to the Northwest Lake County Technical and Advisory Committee. For item 14.4, adopt an ordinance appointing a director, alternate director, executive board member, and executive board alternate members to represent the Village of Round Lake and the Central Lake County Joint Water Agency Board.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simon Sully. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rosinski.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee
Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee
Trippon.
Aye.
The next two items, 14.5 and 14.6, it went out today. I don't know if anybody received it, but we finally have a date that's confirmed for the Homeowners Association Summit meeting and the Business Owners Summit meeting, both on April 29th. Business owners, we usually had it 7 o'clock in the morning. We're going to try something a little different. I know Joe Piacentini will be happy not to open doors at 7 o'clock since he probably gets done with work at about 4. We're going to have this meeting at noon. It will be the same place at Turkey's. An agenda went out today. And the same thing with the Homeowners Association. We will have that meeting at 6 p.m. at Lakewood Grove Community Center. Thank you, Sue, for helping us with that. And there's an agenda attached also with that.
Sure.
Just
for the record, so
14.3 and 14.4 should pass, and if you didn't hear, thank you. Motion carries.
Thank you.
14.7, the Bike Path Committee with Lake County Forest Preserve. The week before last, I had an appointment with Randy Seabot from Lake County Forest Preserve. He's in charge of bike paths and multi-use paths. Along with me went a person who's offered to volunteer his services and expertise, Tony Carrera, from our fire department, from Greater Round Lake Fire District. Tony he's a bicyclist. He rides to work every day that he possibly can. He wanted to start a program to show the importance of bicycle paths in communities, and wanted to start a project called take a bike ride with a politician, which I did not volunteer to do. He said anybody wants to ride down Cedar Lake Road at rush hour at any point in time from Lake Villa to the fire station, it would be an eye-opening experience on how important these paths are. Just the gist of this meeting that we had was one of their top priorities is connecting to Frisbee Park to come down Hart Road, cross 134 and the railroad tracks, get down Sunset, and connect to the Millennium Trail around Lake Beach. There's 1.7 miles of path there that they want to connect. They have five bicycle paths in Lake County, and they're this close to getting all of them connected. I saw in the Daily Herald today, it describes how many miles of bike paths there are, and there's just this little bit here and there. We have 1.7 to get connected. Of course, the number one topic comes into what are they for, and how do you pay for them? I've been asked by several residents about bicycle paths and the amount of money that Lake County Forest Preserve spends on them. And I said, this is not the mayor speaking right now. This is a concerned citizen. I see bike paths on Forest Preserve property, on public property, alongside roads. I see tunnels going underneath the roads at an average cost of $3 million each. And I can park my car on the side of the road and watch one bicycle a week go underneath it. Why are you spending that much money? He had a great answer. He said, this is about our vision. The vision for Lake County Forest Preserve is to promote a healthy lifestyle, to promote a greener community by getting less emissions because people are going to be biking to work like Tony Ferrero, a green, sustainable environment. And, you know, this is our goal. Is it going to happen next year? No, but we want to build it. And he mentioned a couple of the bike paths. Is it Robert McCrory, that long one?
Yeah.
He talked about when that was first built. There's just a few bicycle paths, bicycles on it, like I noticed right here locally. He said that thing is packed up. He says, go to talk to the mayor of Lake Bluff and talk to the mayor of Lake Forest and ask them about the new bike path that gets from Libertyville, Gurnee, and gets over to them. There's a bagel shop and a donut shop and a coffee shop that reaps the benefits of people coming from regional around on the weekends to go there and something to do, family activity. It's important. Then we talked about funding, and this is where the work starts. And I won't get into details, but some of the information that he gave me was very, very encouraging. End of the story is Tony has agreed to help us with mapping. He has the experience. He's mapped Lake Villa. He worked with TESCA, our land planners, on that project. And I could see at the meeting he had a lot of insightful information that even the Forest Preserve didn't have. So it was very, very positive at the start. We're going to start forming alliances with other governmental bodies and start looking at how do we fund this. All I can say is that it was a very, very positive meeting that shed a lot of light on the topic. The only other comment that I have is congratulations to Russ, Charlie, and Sergio for a hard-fought election. I'll make a prediction today that you will win, hands down, landslide, unopposed. Yeah, Carnac return. So congratulations. I'm going to take this opportunity because the election it won't be official, but Dawn and Vicky, thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you have shared, everything that you've promoted, everything that you've done for the village. We're not through with you yet. You've got one more to go, but thank you. Thank you so much. Congratulations, guys. And that's all I have. Trustees' comments.
Thank you.
You want me to look the other way?
No. I will say welcome, Adam. We did not have the opportunity to meet you. Welcome aboard. Good luck. Dr. Wishes. Lenny?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for all that you did.
You're welcome.
Hope you learned some. That's all I have.
Same just like Vicki. Congratulations, welcome to seeing Adam.
Thank you.
Lenny, thank you. Definitely been improvement since you've taken over, and like I said, my ears were not breaking as much as my neighbors because of.
I can change that.
No, please stop here. I don't think the positive direction. You know, and I'm sure Adam's going to continue that with his plus and minus guidance. Congratulations to the unofficial congratulations to the new board. I think that would do well. So, and the next question.
All right, Tyler, I love that.
He just said it.
You need to know. Sergio, wherever you are. You're right
here. Ditto to Adam and Lenny, been a lifesaver, Lenny. Did a great job. So I think it's much appreciated. And Adam, hopefully he's going to have a great career with us. So looking forward to that. And the only other good piece of news I have is personal. Is my youngest daughter had her babies last Friday, so I have now twins. everybody's healthy. That's all that counts.
Congrats.
One of each. You don't make any other bottles. So I
tomorrow is election day. Please go out and vote if you haven't done so already. I know what a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's not a big election thing. There might not be a lot on the ballot, but it's still our civic duty, and it's hard to accept the complaints if you haven't gone out to vote and stuff for yourself. So go do that. Congratulations to us, Charlie and Sergio. I do predict, I think that envelope says you guys are going to get it, so that's going to be cool. And I'll welcome you when we get there. Welcome and congratulations to Adam. Adam, this is going to be great. I just can feel this in my bones. I think this is going to be good. Lenny, thank you so much for all you did. And you can help them get started. And
I will.
I know you will. I'm so excited about that because it's a good thing for you, Adam. So welcome, and if there's anything I can do that can help, please don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you.
Other than that, I hope everybody had a great Easter. Congratulations to Russ. I, too, am a twin, and I have a brother. I kind of know what you're going to be going through as just the grandparents. So.
Grandpa's going through it. Grandpa's sitting on the sideline watching.
My parents spent most of their time on the phone calling their parents. Help! No, they
I'm afraid.
Welcome, Adam. I just want to say, Lenny, what an outstanding job you just wrapped up for us in the short amount of time you were here. And I know Adam's going to pick up the reins and continue your leadership, and I'm sure you have some great leadership skills as well. So thank you again, and thank your staff also for the great job they've done. So, yeah.
Any other comments? Make it a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Rosinski.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 7:21. Rolling along, Russ. Rolling along.
The wall mountain was through.